We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school girls track and field. Certainly one of the standouts in this area, and maybe in the entire state, is what's going on with a junior from St. Albert, Lily Denton, qualified for the Drake Relays in three events, and hoping to repeat as a state champion, and maybe even do it more than once. And a junior from St. Albert joins us now, Lily Denton, with us here on KSOM. And Lily, how are you feeling about the track season so far this year?
So far, so good. I feel like as a team, we've been able to accomplish a lot with the little amount of girls that we have. So hopefully everything's looking good for us and we can get up to state and accomplish a bunch up there.
Yeah. What goals did you set for yourself, for your team, for everything coming into this season?
For the team, obviously, we want to go up to state and just perform as well as we can up there. And then for myself, just get to state, and then I had a goal to get it back to Drake. But then for state, just get up there and do as well as I can, and then hopefully come back with a couple of state titles.
Yeah. I mean, last year you came away with a state championship, and it was the 3,000, and you finished second in the 1,500 and the 800. What was that experience like last year, and did it make you hungrier to get, more than one? What was that experience like coming off of last year to this year?
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely motivated me a lot for this year. It's also helped me a lot with figuring out what I need to do to get better and just stay consistent and work from where we came last year to hopefully get better this year.
What is it like running against somebody like a Cadence Huck of Nashua Plainfield? I mean, she got you a couple of times at state last year. That's probably going to be your main competition this year. You got to certainly, it's not the only one, but what's that? Is there a, I don't want to say rivalry, but I'll use that for lack of a better word. How has that competition developed between the two of you?
Yeah, I think on the track, we definitely have big competition between each other, but I think it helps the both of us, pushes us both. And yeah, it really does just help us to get through the race and finish as fast as possible. And yeah, just it really pushes us.
Do you compare times to her, looking them up throughout the year?
Yeah, I have looked a little bit at what else is out there, what some of the other girls are running, just so I know what I need to be doing, what I need to be running in meets, and what we need to be doing in practice.
Yeah. And then how about competition in the Hawkeye 10? I mean, it seems like there's a lot of strong long-distance runners. I mean, Lindsay Sonderman at Harlan, Delana Reese at Lewis Central. What's that like running against them in a lot of different meets and probably running against them a lot this coming week?
Yeah, I think that running against Lindsay and Delano really helps a lot. I know it helps probably all three of us just having that competition down here. And yeah, we're able to push each other, which is nice to see, and watch each other grow, which helps too.
Do you have any friendship with any of these runners that you run against, maybe off the track, or is it just strictly on the track kind of thing?
A little bit. We always say hi to each other and that before races. Lindsay and I actually got to race a little bit in the off season, which was nice. So, yeah.
Okay. How would you explain that relationship with Lindsay and the competition and everything between the two of you?
We're definitely, I feel like, pretty competitive with each other. We like to push each other, I feel like, which is really helpful for both of us having that competition. But it's really good for both of us. It's fun to be able to race against somebody that you know. Yeah.
What was your experiences like in the Drake Relays this year?
Up at Drake, it was really cool. It was really fun. I'm glad to have been able to go and have competition like that. I feel like it really prepares me for the weeks to come, just knowing what maybe I need to work on and what went well and just going from there.
What was that 1500 like? It was a pretty close finish with you and Charlie Gall of Cedar Falls. I think she only beat you by about a half a second or so.
Yeah, that race I thought went really well. I just tried to stay out in front with Charlie and then just see where we ended up. I felt like she really pushed me during that race, which I liked. And I think there were definitely a couple things that I learned from that race and some things I did well that hopefully I can take into the coming weeks.
Like, what do you think you learned most from the Drake relays to help you?
For me, I think I just learned that you can't give up. You just have to keep going. You're going to hit a point during the race where it hurts, but if you want to run good and meet your goals, then you just have to push through it.
Do you think you always run better when you're running against good competition? If you're kind of running all by yourself, is it hard to run those kind of races?
Yes, I think I definitely run a lot better when there's competition. It's easier having someone to chase versus chasing the clock, but it's not always bad running by yourself, but it definitely helps when there's somebody to chase.
Yeah. And you won the state cross country meet this past fall. But I was looking at past years, you didn't compete in cross country your freshman and sophomore years. What's that experience been like in cross country for you?
I was really glad to be able to go out for cross country this season. I think it kind of helps with my longer races in track this year, but I definitely gained a lot for that. And hopefully now that I have some more experience, we're able to do more next season.
So you didn't go out for cross country your first 2 years?
No.
Okay. Is it easier or is it harder or no difference cross country compared to, you know, track and field?
I think it kind of just depends. I feel like, I don't know, sometimes with cross country, you know, the courses are always different. You throw in the hills, but then track, everything's a little bit faster. So I feel like the two kind of balance each other out.
Yeah, there's no right turns in track, right?
Mm-hmm.
How would you explain your love for track, for running, for cross country? When did all this begin for you?
I think probably back in middle school when I first started running. I guess I don't know exactly why, but I just got on the line to race and got done. And that was something that I really liked. For me, I think it has this sort of level of competition to it that is really interesting and different from a bunch of other sports. And that's something that intrigues me. And I like having that sort of competition with it.
What are some of the differences that stand out most to you?
For me, I guess it's kind of just like, you know, you're stepping out on the line with a bunch of other girls and it's you against them. You definitely do have your team aspect to it too, which I feel like that's what I like. You can kind of separate both. You have your team, which is really fun, and you get to experience all that with them, but then you also can kind of see what you can do on your own and stuff like that.
Has there been anybody in your family that has been good at track or running or anything?
I think my mom was pretty good in high school, I think. So I feel like that's kind of where I get it from, or she at least likes to run. So.
Yeah. Who has really inspired you the most along the way so far?
I think probably my coaches so far. It's really nice to see that they have a lot of faith in me, and that inspires me to do the best that I can for them. But then also my teammates, watching them work hard makes me want to work hard, you know, with the relays and team aspect part of track, just working for each other. That really inspires me.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the first person I think you said inspired by their teammates, but that's a cool answer. When did you realize, or better said, when did you really feel like you got competitive with track and field? When did it start to come together for you?
I feel like last year, during my sophomore year, I kind of started to realize that it was more competitive for me, and that there were a lot of opportunities that it possibly held and things like that.
Do you think you're a much better runner this year than you were last year? Have you noticed changes?
Yeah, I definitely think I have a lot more experience this year. Have been able to do a couple things that I wasn't able to do last year. So I would say this year so far, I'm doing better than I was last year.
So, I mean, are you going to be doing all the 800, the 1 and the 2 mile on districts? Has that been determined, and maybe a relay?
Yeah.
Okay. What relay do you think it's going to be?
It should be the distance medley.
Okay. I mean, that's going to be a busy night. And of course, things are spread out a little bit more when you get to state. But, you know, what's that like just going through a night like that when you're running all of those one races in one particular night? How much wear and tear does that get on you?
Yeah, it definitely takes a lot out of you, but you just have to prepare for it right, making sure that you get enough sleep the night before or eating right, drinking enough water and things like that. But then also making sure that at the meet that you're not sitting around too much, but you're also not up walking around too much, kind of balance out between those two things. And then just knowing the competition so that you know how, like, I guess, how fast you have to go and what you have to do to get through the race.
So what are your goals for this week? You got Atlantic on Monday, a meet there, and then Thursday, the conference meet. What are some of your goals this coming week?
Hopefully at Atlantic go and win a couple races. I'm not sure what all we're running yet, but hopefully that will be a good meet for us. And then Hawk 10, obviously go and hopefully come back with a couple conference championships.
And so what is your ultimate goal here for this year or for this season, what you want to do at state, and what are you going to have to do to make that happen?
At state, I think as a team, we just want to go up and place really good. And then for me, hopefully take home a couple championships and to prepare for that, just doing all the little things like enough sleep, eating right, drinking enough fluids, but then also making sure that getting in a couple good workouts and not slacking off on things like that.
And how much have you thought about the future, about maybe college track? Is that something you think about a little bit?
Yeah, it's definitely something I've thought about before.
Has schools reached out to you? Has the recruiting process started?
I'm still pretty early on, but I've been able to talk to a couple of coaches, which I'm very thankful for.
Okay. Well, it's way early. You're still a junior. You still got a lot of time to figure that out. But is that a dream for you to run in college for track and field?
Yeah, it would be.
Well, best of luck on that, Lily, and really appreciate your time. And I'm looking forward to seeing you on the track in Atlantic and certainly the conference meet. And hopefully we'll meet in person at the finish line at the Blue Oval. Congratulations on your success so far, and thanks so much.
Thank you.
Lily Denton, a junior from St. Albert, one of the top runners in the long distance in the state, joining us here on KSOM.